as a non-coma appointee, so we close.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody, to the January Council call. First, I could ask Kim, were there any apologies?
We did not receive any apologies from any counselors, just apologies from Ching and from Kikraper.
Okay, thank you. Given it's the first council meeting of the calendar year, I just want to remind everybody that if you're not talking, please put your phone on mute so we don't hear you rustling your papers, etc. And also, just a reminder for everybody that we have agreed that attendance will be shared not only in the minutes, but also on the website in terms of those who had sent those who have attended, those who sent apologies, and those who did not send apologies but not showed up. And all of that will be published on the website. So just a reminder of that. On to item number 2, minutes and actions. I think the minutes from the December 10th meeting have been sent around, and they've been published. Kim, anything outstanding there?
All action items have been completed.
Great, thank you. And we'll move on to agenda item number 3. And that's this, stewardship, transition, and accountability processes, a couple of sub-bullets here. For this meeting, in the past meetings, we have had either Lisa or Mathieu join us. They are not on this call in that they did join us for the previous call, and not a lot has happened on the CWG side. However, I did think it would be worth mentioning that we did have an ISTAC call, just a coordination call between all of the various work streams, CWG, CCWG, ICG, et cetera. And the notes for that call, which is quite an informal one, but just an exchange of information, have been circulated to the council. Just a reminder in terms of where we're at overall, the CCWG has received our statement, which there was, you know, certainly some back and forth on the list in terms of the statement and fine-tuning of the words. CCWG, through Mathieu, just responded and acknowledged it and indicated that it, you know, they certainly appreciated the commentary. And in fact, last night for me, there was a call between the GNSO and the CCNSO leadership just to welcome some of the new GNSO members, but also an exchange of where we're at on various topics. And the GNSO also passed on their thanks for the letter because I think it helped embolden them to some degree. And can I just remind people, please mute your phone if you're not talking. Please mute your phone if you're not talking. Okay. And it was made very plain both to the CCWG actually as well as some discussion with the GNSO, the fact that, you know, it was most definitely not a unanimous decision, and the council itself is certainly aware that that only 4 out of 5 members are supportive of the general direction that the CCWG is taking. But regardless, there was substantial consensus, though certainly not unanimity, and that was certainly well noted by Mathieu and the CCWG. That's a little bit of the background of, I think, where we're at right now. And at this point, we'll move into agenda item 3.1, which is a confirmation for the replacement of Stefan Johnson. But before we do that, are there any questions or comments just on the generally where we are with the stewardship transition and accountability processes? Yeah, okay. Well, we'll move on to 3.1 then. And that is really just the confirmation of the appointment for the replacement of Stefan Johnson. As everybody will recall, he was one of the original five CCNSO appointed members to the CWG, and he had to, or he did resign in November 2015, and we're going through the process of seeking a replacement. So that's where we're at right now. You can see there's a draft resolution in front of us. However, I did want to just also make the point that of the five members that we have on the CWG, a couple of them, in fact, have participated very, very little, and it is it's certainly somewhat concerning for us that of the five members on the CWG, really only three were doing the heavy lifting, and two effectively, from anything we can see, stopped participating a number of months ago, quite a few months ago. So one of the criteria that we put in place for anybody who wanted to join in this at this point was making them very, very aware that the expectation was, you know, significant participation. So, you know, I think as most of you will recall, when we went through the original CWG process, part of that process was to request a letter of support from any of the individuals, employers or organizations that person would be free and able to participate as required and that their organizations were supportive. So we've certainly done that again and redoubled our effort to make sure that anybody who joins the CWG is an effective and contributing member. Anyway, with that said, we did ask the secretariat to reach out and make a call for volunteers. We received three applications, and from that, we, the council, have to pick one. Based on the applications, the recommendation is to appoint Martin Simon from GodNL, who has been participating very regularly as it is, even though he was not a member with the CWG, so he's very much up to speed on what's happening there. So we have a draft resolution, which reads as follows. The CCNSO Council adopts a report on the replacement of a CCNSO-appointed member of the CWG stewardship and appoints Martin Simon as newly CCNSO-appointed member of the CWG stewardship. The secretary is requested to inform Martin and the co-chairs of the CWG stewardship working group. Can I get somebody to make a motion for that, please?
Happy to move it. It's Keith Davidson.
Thanks, Keith. I have a seconder.
I'll second Byron Leslie.
Thank you very much, Leslie. And any discussion on that? No, seeing none, given we're on the phone, are there any against? Any abstentions? Okay, hearing none, we'll consider that carried unanimously. Thank you very much. And we will move on to item number 3.2. Agenda item 3.2, which is an update on the CCWG accountability. And at this point, since I know Becky's on the phone, just wanted to ask, can you provide us a brief update, or is there anything from the world of CCWG you wanted to bring our attention to?
Sure. We've been, CCWG has been working very hard. We've been meeting, our meeting schedule has doubled, and so instead of one meeting a week, we're doing two, and instead of two-hour calls, we're doing three, working very hard to close any particular gap. At this point, we still have issues with stress test 18, which is the provision related to GAC advice, and the board's response to the discussion about prohibiting ICANN from regulating services that use the Internet's unique identifiers, and those two streams are very much in contention and at issue. Otherwise, we are making progress on the various open issues. We're going to have there's a call going on right now, and I think there's some discussion about what the schedule is, so I can't tell you precisely what the schedule is at this moment, but I will be able to report back to the group after the call this morning.
Thanks. Any questions for Becky? And Bart, I'm not that good. I had a little glitch with my computer here, so I can't see Adobe Connect right at the moment. I will in a couple of minutes, but if you could be my eyes on anybody putting their hand up, please. Yeah, I do note that in my last conversation with Mathieu, he could not provide any particular guidance on timing, and I certainly let them know that obviously timing will be critical for us as we roll into the Marrakesh meeting. And on that note, we do have several sessions dedicated to this topic in Marrakesh, one on Tuesday to get the ball rolling, and then a couple more on Wednesday where we can have more fulsome discussion on CWG, CCWG, and, of course, the relationship between the two of them, which, depending on how the world unfolds between here and there, we may be taking a vote on our support or not. But at this time, it'll depend a little bit on what the timing of the CCWG output ends up looking like. So I certainly communicated that to Mathieu as well. But at this point, I guess we wait and see. Any comments or questions on this?
Marvin, no hands up raised. So.
No hands up? Okay, no. Thank you. I should be back to the chat, hopefully, in a moment. Okay, we'll move on then to item 3.3. Which is ICG update, if any. Keith, is there anything there for us?
Yes, I can provide a very brief update. The ICG, as I last reported, was in hibernation, but we woke ourselves up for a meeting on the 13th January to consider what to do, if anything, while awaiting the output from the CCWG. There was a lot of discussion, and there continues to be list discussion within the ICG with no sort of firm resolution, but there are some members of the ICG who would like to move ahead with filing the current report with the ICANN board to be passed on to NTIA, while some consider that desirable, I think the majority are saying, no, let's wait for the proper outcome of the CCWG and CWG and then make a move when we have a final report. So we've essentially decided that we'll go back to sleep after resolving that. There needed to be a decision made also by ICG as to whether it would meet formally at Marrakesh or not, and the decision was made to not meet formally, given that there's no agenda item to be discussed at this stage. So that's it, unless there's any questions.
Any questions for Keith? I'm sorry, Bart, you're still going to have to be my eyes on this.
Yeah.
My computer has decided to do a Windows update.
So most
of us probably know what that feels like. Inevitably, it does it at the most inopportune time possible.
And there are no hands up, Byron.
Okay, thank you. Agenda item number 4, FOI implementation and update. If there was any feedback or input on this question, which has been on the agenda already, it was on the agenda December 10th, and Keith, who's our point man on this, along with Becky, had raised some questions and issues. Keith, back to you. Anything that you want to flag for us here? Keith?
Sorry. Gosh, there's a lot of background noise. Someone's in a noisy, sounds like a kitchen environment. I didn't quite hear what you said, Byron.
Just asking if you could provide us a status update with the FOI implementation.
Okay. There was a paper circulated by Bart to this meeting on this topic, and we discussed this at some length at the last meeting. Without wanting to cover the same ground again, I just wonder if anyone's got any observations or is there any discussion on the issues relating to whether or not IANA should hold records within or outside of the IANA database and what those records should be for each CCTLD as to, you know, what would constitute the right methodology if it came to a revocation or retirement or transfer of a CCTLD operator. So the questions were included in the paper. I just wonder if anyone's got any observations they'd like to make on the call, and if not, if there are any comments, questions, and so on, could people address them to me or to Becky or to both of us, and we could consider them off list.
Bart, I'm going to have to ask you if there's any hands up, if you could identify.
No, there's no hands up.
Okay.
No comments in the chat.
Okay, well, this is obviously certainly a very important issue for us, and one that does need to be thought about very carefully, because obviously when this, if this ever actually practically mattered to any one of us, it would likely be very serious, and it behooves us all to think long and hard about how we want to resolve this, what the outcome should be. Again,
Byron,
you know,
Leslie.
Yes.
Sorry.
Leslie.
Leslie has her hand up.
Okay, go ahead, Leslie.
Thanks, Byron. I just felt this did warrant some comment from somebody. I read that note with some interest, and I was previously a contact in the IANA published database and found that I was inundated with spam and so forth. So I think the information should be kept, and it should be private in some way, in order that, you know, if there is a situation where you need to be contacted in that regard, that you don't lose that contact in a deluge of spam or whatever. Thanks.
Thanks, Leslie. And I note Alejandra comments for .gt in the chat saying, I think the person to be contacted is the legal representative and this information should be private. Whether it is kept in the same database, it doesn't matter. So I've noted that comment as well. Thank you.
Okay, any final comments for Keith? Then I would ask everybody once again to really think about this issue. As I was saying, if you ever have need of whatever the solution is here at the end, it will be a very, very important issue to you. So we really all should think long and hard about how we want to solve for this and provide Keith that feedback. Thanks. So we'll move on then to item number 5, which is around essentially the work of the CTNSO program working group around meeting B and the decision going forward. As we all, I think, well know, this is the first year that the ICANN meetings will be organized differently. Still be three meetings with A, B, and C with different formats. Back in August, we asked the program working group to prepare and offer advice to the council in terms of how we should move forward with our own program. And the program working group has made such recommendations, which are essentially to continue on as we have, at least for the coming year, and then assess it after that. Now, with that very, very brief overview, can I ask Katrina, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Yes, thank you very much, Byron. I think you summarized it very beautifully, and there's nothing much to add. Just maybe you remember we wanted to run a survey and ask people for their opinions. But after the presentation we gave and a discussion we had afterwards regarding the meeting B in Dublin, for people at this moment it's really hard to understand how this meeting B essentially will look like. And it's clear that this year will be pretty occupied with all the stuff around transition issues, and therefore, well, this year definitely we will we should continue as previously, and next year perhaps meeting B will be the first meeting B in essence, and therefore after that meeting B, people will be able to understand what they really want and how they want to proceed, and then at the end of the next year, we should come back to this issue and again either consult the community or just see how it develops. Thank you. Back to you, Byron.
Thanks, Katrina. Keith, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. Katrina, I'm just wondering about the middle meetings this year, whether there might be a move to reduce the amount of time for the CCNSO members meeting and attribute greater time to the cross-community liaison role, which was sort of the express purpose of the middle meeting, was to be more cross-community work. So whether or not there's a sort of a transitional phase that could be applied this year?
Well, again, at this point it's hard to say. We believe that we should not reduce time for our meetings, but yes, if it develops that way, so perhaps we should have more meetings with other constituencies and discussions. But, well, at this point, program working group does not believe that we should make the meetings, the two meetings, I mean, the ones we have on Tuesday and Wednesday should be shorter than they are at this moment. Thank you.
Perhaps that, thanks, Katrina. Perhaps that's actually a good question to raise in our in the meetings that we do have scheduled with the other constituency groups, and just flag it as a topic for conversation on our agendas at our meetings in Marrakesh. Any other comments or questions for Katrina on this? No, although I see Peter has asked, will there be any council activity, such as a prep meeting, on the Sunday prior to the next B meeting? Right now, I have to say I don't. We haven't discussed that. I take your point. It is something that we should actually have a conversation about, perhaps in Marrakesh. But right now, there is no plan one way or the other on that, Peter. So we do have a resolution. If there's no further specific questions, we do have a resolution on this, which is in front of you. So we'll move to that, and the resolution reads as follows. The CCNSO Council welcomes the advice of the Program Working Group based on the advice of the CCNSO Council. Based on the advice, the CCNSO Council decides to continue with three meetings per year, at least until the end of year 2017, and the CCNSO Council will revisit the topic by August 2017 to organize the community assessment of the new format as advised. The Council itself will revisit the topic at the end of 2017, and the Secretariat is requested to include the community assessment and Council revisiting the topic in the annual work plan.
Did we lose Byron, or is he waiting for somebody
Byron.
To move it?
We lost Byron. He will be back in a minute, he said, in the chat.
Bart, if I'm reading the schedule right, this is the last thing we're voting on?
Yep, you're right. The only thing what might be of interest is, given your experience with the FOI, et cetera, is a little bit on the CCNSO PDP as it deals with, the retirement and replication. Byron is back.
Yeah, I'll try hanging for the next issue.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. I don't know, for some reason my connection failed there. But I'm back. Okay. Bart, where were we? I see we had a seconder for the motion.
So Stephen, once you second the motion, we need a move. I haven't seen any move yet. I will not record it. Is there a move? But
okay.
Stephen was.
Did we get, and who?
No.
Who made the motion to begin with?
I haven't recorded that person. So there was a question from Becky. So please continue, say, with the request with who wants to move the motion.
Okay, could I get somebody to move the motion? We already have a seconder. Who's moving?
So moved.
Okay, thank you, Becky. Becky is moving it. Stephen, thank you for seconding it.
Yeah.
Any further discussion on it? No, we'll go for a vote then. Anybody against? I see or hear none. Any abstaining?
It's Keith here. I'll abstain since I was a member of the meeting strategy working group that recommended the change in the first place.
Okay, so noted. Thank you. I see or hear no others, so motion carried with one abstention. Thank you. Okay, we will move on to the next agenda item, which is item number 6, and that is on the PDP or CCNSO PDP on retirement of CCTLDs and on the IRP for decisions on delegations, revocations, and transfers of CCTLDs. As I'm sure most of you will recall, on the December 10th meeting, we started to discuss this and what we need to do on this subject, and certainly the fact that the need for this kind of policy will become much more urgent as the stewardship transition moves on, just to ensure that there is predictability and provide some policy guidance in light of the fact that there's an inevitable policy gap here. And we did ask staff to map out a policy development process based on the initial mapping. We think it'll be at least 10 months, but that's probably a little too optimistic. And secondly, the fact that the topics are linked between CWG and the actual PDP itself, we need to consider how we want to move forward in terms of either combining the two topics or handling them separately. This is not something we need a decision on today in any way, shape, or form, but it's certainly one of the big, significant topics that we will have to be, that we have to start thinking about, and will be on our agenda certainly in the year ahead. And I would hope that in Marrakesh, we'll start to begin to have a much clearer view on how we want to structure this effort and how we're going to move forward on what will be a significant topic, of course, in the coming year, if not years. So I wanted to raise it. I also wanted to see if there's any discussion or thinking on this topic at this time. And Keith or anybody else, if you had any thoughts on it.
If I could just make the observation, I think there is a bit of chicken and egg situation here as to whether or not to see what the cross-community working group might be doing in terms of its independent review process to use that to inform the PDP on the RFC 1591 appeals mechanism, or whether the CCNSO should be bold and proceed with the PDP right from the start, and maybe that would inform the independent review panel process for the CCWG is up for grabs. It doesn't really worry me personally because I won't be around to see the PDPs except as an observer from afar. But my belief is that the interlinking between the appeals mechanism and retirement means that it could be done as a single PDP, but with a dual workstream role, and that getting it done sooner rather than later would be helpful to the CCTLD community and probably also to the ICANN board, who currently make decisions not based on policy.
Thanks, Keith. Peter, then Rosta, and then Leslie. Peter, go ahead.
Thank you, Byron. Just wanted to flag that I'm hearing from some members that this issue, the fact that it's on our agenda, has been signaled by some of the GAC members, and they're kind of nervous about it, so they want more information on what's happening. And it might make sense to have a public statement of some sort, at least that people know what's going on this issue within the CCNSO. I think it will calm down a lot of nervousness around this.
Thanks for that feedback.
Thanks.
That's a good idea. Leslie?
Thanks, Byron. Yes, I echo Peter's comments as well. In my experience of a PDP, and particularly given the issue, I think whilst we should get on with it sooner rather than later, I don't think we should underestimate the workload that will be concerned, particularly if the what seems to me to be quite an optimistic timeline in the paper is to be followed. In my experience, you know, the need for resource for a PDP, we should think about that quite carefully. The paper also said that a fast-track PDP had been suggested, and my initial reaction was to be quite concerned at that suggestion, because I think if we are to have another fast-track, then I think, in effect, that says the PDP process itself needs some sort of fundamental review. And I suspect that given the expected level of concerns around the topic matter, this is something that probably isn't as suitable for the process we use for IDN. Thanks very much.
Thanks for that feedback, Leslie. Any other comments or questions? I would also just remind or encourage anybody who has not read that document, and its title is The Phasing of CCNSO PDP. Please make sure you have read it and thought about it for the next time we meet on this conversation. It is a critical issue to us, and it's important that as council members we are well-versed and have been thinking through this topic. Okay. Any further comments on this one? Okay. Well, I would just ask the Secretariat to just take note of these comments and to certainly update your report to include this stuff. And I think the idea that Peter raised about a statement, a clarifying statement, is probably a good one. I've noted that in the chat, so we could take that as an action item. Okay. Thank you. We will move on to item number 7, updates. And as far as the chair goes, I did, as I indicated, we had a call with the GNSO council leadership yesterday. It was the first time that we had actually had a call like that. And in large part, it was just to get to know the new councillors, because there has been some significant turnover there due to their last elections, including a new chair, who is James Bledel. James Bledel is a policy person at GoDaddy. So he is now the chair, and they have some other new folks there. So it was an opportunity just to get to know them and to provide some update and context on a couple of the key issues, not the least of which was the country and territory names. So we spent a fair amount of time talking about that. There was nothing earth-shattering that happened there. It was more for the folks on the GNSO who really were not aware of, or didn't have a depth of understanding on where that issue is at. So we spent a fair amount of time talking about that, and that was really just bringing them up to speed, as well as the work of the CCWG, just from different perspectives and decision-making processes, respectively. And again, I think I already mentioned it, but they were quite laudatory on our statement, just that it gave them, in a sense, as they said, some permission to make similar kind of comments. So that was the primary thing that I've done in the chair role since we last spoke, which is, quite frankly, not that long ago. If there are no questions, we'll move on to any vice chair updates.
Nothing from me.
Nothing from me.
Okay, any counselor updates? Seeing or hearing none, we'll move on to 7-4, any regional organization update? No? Okay. We'll go to...
Yes, Peter has it.
Oh, Peter, sorry. Go ahead, Peter.
Thanks, Bart. Thanks, Byron. It's basically a heads up. Next week in Brussels, there is a safety working group GAC meeting. We'll attend and I'll make sure that we circulate some feedback afterwards. URIT is on the agenda talking about some of the things that they've been doing in this area. I personally think that the outreach efforts by both GAC and also the European Commission, who is the host of these events, have been very light towards stakeholders that matter in this area, that is the TLDs, both C's and G's. So hopefully we can get that message across that next time we would appreciate if we are somehow more included in this discussion. I've sent a link with the agenda. It goes on. It talks about very specific practical things, but also on future of who is. So all things that at least indirectly can have a significant impact on CCTLDs. And I hate to sound like a broken record, but it perfectly fits again into that ever increasing importance of the intermediary discussions. How far are we going to be dragged into content debates? How far are we going to be dragged in, say, pharmaceutical and other issues? So we'll watch that space. That's it. Thanks.
Thanks, Peter. So is that something, as Center, you'll be providing some sort of report out on?
Yes, indeed. Through the CCNSO as well. I'll, if relevant, we will. I will even discuss it at the CCNSO meeting in Marrakesh, where we have an intermediary slot now on the agenda. So if it fits, I'll add it there too.
Thanks, Peter. And Carolina, I saw you made comments in the chat, but did you want to speak as well? We can't hear you if you're talking, but I do note that you have an update from LAC TLD concerning the creation of 4 separate working groups, legal, marketing, policy, and technical, which will hopefully be a good fit with the CCNSO meeting. So I've read your note in the chat, but yeah, we can't hear you. Okay, with that, I'll move on to 7-5. Any staff updates?
Yeah, maybe this is Bart, maybe just one. As some of you may have seen, I'm pleased to announce that Joke Braken has joined the CCNSO Secretariat, and she is being chatting as well today. So just for the information.
Bart, can you speak up a bit?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks, Bart. Thanks, Bart. So just that Bart had mentioned that Joke Braken has joined the Secretariat and is starting today, actually, I think. And last Monday. We are welcoming Joke to the CCNSO community, council community. So welcome.
Many thanks for this warm welcome.
And we look forward to working with you in a different capacity, given that we have worked with you already for a long time.
Thank you.
All right. And with that, we will move on to agenda item number 8, any working group updates, and we will kick that off with the Guideline Review Committee and Katrina.
Thank you, Byron. Yes, our Guideline Review Committee has made very good progress, and we do hope that before Marrakesh we'll be able to submit a package of few documents to the Council so you could start reviewing them and just to understand what we've done. We also prepare a presentation with a more detailed analysis of our work for the community in Marrakesh. We have a 30-minute slot. And at this moment we have started working on the documents about nominations to that CISIN shall make to the NOMCOM and the ICANN board. So these are two important documents and they need to be ready before we do that next time, and it's this summer. So that's a very short update of the work, but you'll definitely hear from us a lot in 30 minutes at least in Marrakesh.
Thanks, Katrina. Look forward to that. Any questions for Katrina? No, then we will move on to 8.2. Any CCWG updates for country and territory names?
Byron, there was a written update that was included in the package.
Right. Thank you. Any comments? Okay, seeing none. I didn't think Becky has left us. Am I correct there?
Yes.
So the season. Okay. So we won't. Bart or staff, can you provide any feedback on the CWG?
Yeah, it's fairly, say, later this afternoon, the working group will discuss a first draft of guidelines after being quiet, and it takes into account the experiences with the CWG stewardship and CCWG accountability as well. So hopefully by Marrakesh, there will be a draft out for public comments on structuring cross-community working groups.
Okay. Thank you. We'll move on to 8.3 and back to Katrina. Program working group update.
Thank you very much, Byron. Well, as you probably noticed, the first draft agenda has already been published on the CCNSO website. It's pretty set. We still work and we should shape those sessions around CCWG accountability and implementation. We have 1.5 hours on Tuesday dedicated to the general overview and trying to give more information to the community. We're also planning to compile a one-pager that we could give to people in the room or send to their mails. Just a short summary of the latest proposal. Then on Wednesday, there are other discussions around, mostly around implementation. We have a marketing session pretty set and a legal session, quite an interesting legal session on Wednesday morning. We still lack a few presentations for CCTLD News session. Hmm. I think we also have scheduled the meetings with our representatives on the our ICANN board members, and also update from IANA. And this time we won't have a meeting with GAC, but nevertheless we have a meeting with with the icon board. So that's a very short update. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any comments or questions for Katrina or the program working group? Okay, we'll move on to 8.4, where there was a written update for the EPFRP-WG.
The written update will follow by.
Okay. Any other updates? I guess there's one for the ops, the TLD ops to follow as well.
Yep.
I know I heard Barbados joined, who is not in the CCNSO. So certainly the outreach continues, and that work, that group is getting to be very, very representative of the entire world of CCTLDs, which I think is a significant success for that that particular working group, which again, if you need it, it's going to be very, very important. Anyway, on to item number 9, agenda item number 9, liaison updates. There were written updates provided in the pack. And they, I have to admit, I always find them interesting and helpful, so I would encourage you to read them. And item number 10, which was the work plan, that was also included in your package and is quite detailed and informative. So again, also encourage you to look at that because that is what gives us guidance on the path ahead. So I would ask you to take a good look at it because it'll give you a sense of where we are headed as the council and the CCNSO, and also, of course, if there's anything you think is missing, it would be good for you to raise it in the context of the work plan. Moving on to agenda item number 11, which is the next council meeting. We do have another call on February 18th. And on March 9th, we will start the face-to-face meetings in Marrakesh. So as per usual, March meeting, we will have a council workshop on the Sunday. So please, everybody, do your best to make sure you are there because that council workshop is critical for planning the year ahead. There's the council prep meeting Sunday. We do have an ALAC joint meeting and a GNSO joint council meeting. And just to draw your attention to something that will be different, the CCNSO-GNSO council meeting will be happening over lunch on Monday. So I want to draw your attention to that because that is quite different for us. We've never done that before, but based on all the scheduling challenges, that's what we've arrived at. And I believe, and Bart, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe lunch will be served to us. Or
yes,
at least provided.
Will.
Okay. Maybe not served, but at least provided to us. So please be there.
Lunch.
Right. Please be there Monday at lunch, and lunch will be provided. Moving on to any other business. Does anybody have? Yes.
Just want to draw the attention of the councillors to the agenda for the council workshop in Marrakesh. This is around decision-making, the annual work plan, roles and responsibilities, and succession plan.
Thank you.
And Peter has his hand up.
Peter, go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. This wasn't any other business question. I keep on hearing from a few members, but also from other regular ICANN attendants, that they're canceling their plans for Marrakesh because of mainly insurance reasons. Is that something that other people can confirm or not? I mean, the reason why I'm wondering is whether it will affect the type of the meeting that we're going to have from center we're still all set to attend. But just hearing if people are hearing similar things. For instance, quite a few of our members are not going there, which for me personally will mean that half of the meetings that I typically have at an ICANN meeting will be cancelled.
Peter, this is Varun. Do you mind if I answer that question, say, with wearing an ICANN hat?
Please go ahead.
Say the one of say I'm currently taking the call from the Istanbul office because we had a meeting here. One of the topics that was discussed was the preparation of the Marrakesh meeting, and it was very clear, at least say that's my understanding, that ICANN is going full speed ahead with the Marrakesh meeting. They've done a lot to ensure the security, etc. So there is no issue, according to them, say, and what we've heard, say, the risk is just as is considered to be low. So from that perspective, I would say that at this stage there is absolutely no intention and signal that ICANN is canceling the Marrakesh meeting.
Okay, thanks, Bart. I want to follow up. At the moment, there are about 300 people registered. How does that relate to what we would typically see?
That's another question, but let's say that I don't know why people do not register, but say from what I've heard is the high level ministerial meeting will go on, and the meeting, the ICANN meeting itself, will go on as originally envisioned. Hello?
Okay, thank you. For what it's worth, I had staff members who were just at the Big Names conference in Vegas, so they had, I think, 1,200 attendees from the Names community, primarily in the private sector registrar and registry side. Just as a point of note, NamesCon last year, I believe, was 400 people, and this year was 1,200 people. But my staff who were there, who are focused on the registrar or channel partner side, said the feedback, albeit this is ad hoc feedback, was that many of our registrar partners will not be in Morocco. So in fact, we decided just yesterday that we won't be sending any of our registrar or channel related staff to Morocco because we didn't feel there would be enough registrars there to make it worth our while. Of course, our policy folks, myself and Alan and such, and technology people will be going, but none of our registrar people will be going. And for what it's worth also, looking at the Canadian government's foreign affairs travel advisories, Morocco does not have any specific advisory. They have the usual wording around, be careful in regions like that, but there are no specific travel advisories for Morocco. Anyway, moving on from that, we will go to AOB. Is there any other business people would like to raise? I've got a couple of items I will raise, but anybody else first? No? Okay, well, I'll raise two items then. One is the Ethos Award. as you recall, ICANN does an ICANN multi-stakeholder ethos award through a panel selection, and they have asked us once again to come up to name a couple of volunteers for that panel. Last year, Young Um volunteered, and I am going to ask Bart and staff to send out a call for volunteers. To date, nobody's put their name forward, but we'll put out a call for volunteers, and if you're interested, please respond to that. It's more just a notice than anything else at this point. And the final point I want to bring up, which you may have seen a little clue in the last agenda item, is around succession planning. As I'm sure you will all recall, a year ago when I accepted the nomination and put my name forward to be chair of the CCNSO over the past year, when I did that, I also provided guidance that it would be my last term as chair. So I wanted to remind everybody of that, because it will be my last term as chair. I will not be seeking the nomination again. So we as the council will have to find our way forward in terms of selecting a new chair of the CCNSO council while we're in Morocco. So I want to make sure I had given that guidance to my fellow vice chairs recently, just as a reminder. And I wanted to make sure that everybody recalled that as we head into Morocco. And we have a couple of months ahead of us before we get to Morocco to think that one through. And for anybody who is interested to start thinking about that. So that's more just a point of note. No, probably don't need any particular discussion on that. It's just a reminder, and we really need to think about that over the next couple of months. Okay. And with that, we will adjourn the call unless there is any other business. Last call for it. Seeing or hearing none, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much, everybody, and talk to you on February 18th at our next council call, if not sooner. Thanks all, and bye for now.
Thank you. Goodbye.